quickest, most efficient exam ever. I'd done far too many of these over the past few months, and I was certain I could do it blindfolded. Sighing, I swabbed her cervix for the necessary cells, noting a small irregularity, but it wasn't enough to warrant this exam. "Okay, Miss Aberdeen," I said, taking off my gloves and tossing them into the trash can. "You can sit up now."
"What? That's it?"
She didn't move.
"You haven't caressed my pelvis yet. And what about my breasts? Aren't you supposed to massage them and check for lumps?"
"Jesus Christ. You had a breast exam with Dr. Laurel 5 weeks ago, so I'm pretty sure the results from that still stand. But if you'd like, I can have Nurse Johnson here remain in the room with you and complete a new test for you. I'll even have her log it into the system as pro bono."
"I will totally do whatever you need me to do, Dr. Ashton."
Nurse Johnson blushed and let out a nervous giggle.
"I'll pass."
Miss Aberdeen sat up and crossed her arms. "I thought so." I picked up her chart and wrote a few notes. "As I said before we started, nothing is alarmingly wrong with you down there, although it looks like you might be developing a minor yeast infection."
"I told you it was something serious. It even sounds serious. So serious that I bet there's not a cure for it."
"They sell the cure for this at Walmart," I said. "Most women can actually diagnose a yeast infection for themselves.